Christ is born.
Glorified.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We enter the mystery of the incarnation of the pre-eternal Word and Son of God. We enter a mystery in which we are called to be renewed in mind, soul, heart, and body. We enter the very mystery of the pre-eternal Word and Son of God becoming a human being, taking on flesh from the Virgin, being conceived by the Holy Spirit. We enter a mystery in which we ourselves are called to participate in that joy and uncreated life that emanates from this event that is in our midst now, and yet an event which we don't repeat because it cannot be repeated. And yet, nevertheless, we are called to give this day birth to the pre-eternal Word and Son of God. Listen to the words of St. Maximus the Confessor, one of the great fathers of our church, perhaps the most brilliant, most creative of all the Greek fathers. He lived in the 7th century. And he writes, "The Logos, the Word of God, is born once for all in the flesh." Again, this is an event that cannot be repeated. "But on account of his love for us, on account of his love for mankind, his philanthropia, he wishes to be born according to the Spirit without ceasing in those who want him." Today we celebrate the incarnation of the Word of God, and the Word of God desires us to want him, so that we might have him within us, so that he might be born within us. He makes himself a little child and forms himself by the carrying out of the virtues in those who desire him. He manifests himself inasmuch as the one who receives him knows. Today we celebrate the birth of Christ, and he calls us to desire him, just as he desires us, and through the will of the Father condescends to the Holy Spirit to stand and live and die and rise among us. He desires today all of us to draw near to him, so that indeed each of us might give birth through the Spirit to him in our minds, souls, hearts, and bodies. Amen. Christ is born.